The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
When you talk about great places to work in the federal government, you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere better than NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. So, I took a trip down to their headquarters to speak to members of their staff and find out what sets them so apart.
I think the thing that attracted me to NASA is what we have currently in our vision statement. It's what our vision statement ends with, for the benefit of humankind. And I think that altruistic vision, that selfless vision, that's sort of what we're here to do and why we're trying to do what we do, is what made the difference for me. And I think that has persisted since I've been at the agency, and I don't see that changing going forward. And to me, that is a foundational reason for why this is a good place to work.
So, Michelle Jones, as far as employee engagement, the thing that I would probably spotlight is that everyone has a story. And I think the more comfortable we are in allowing people to share their story, it allows them to show up to be the best versions of themselves. So at Goddard, we have a diversity dialogue program where a small group of people get together over typically a 12-week period of time to discuss diversity-related topics. And through this forum, you know, not only is a network forum, but there's also an opportunity for people to show up and share their story. And I think that the more we're able to allow that to happen, the more people can show up and really contribute to the work, to the mission.
I wanted to kind of contribute here is what story perfectly captures the culture of NASA. And I would say the story is that we are a NASA family. And that came true definitely during the hurricane and after the recovery efforts. And this isn't the first hurricane we've gone through here in Houston. But like Ike, which happened several years ago, we rallied together to support each other and immediately began pulling people together to do recovery efforts, rescue and recovery efforts during the hurricane and after the hurricane.
And I think I developed relationships with people at NASA. And what struck me was they, and now I can say we, were very mission focused. If you talk to anybody, they would tell you, well, this is what I get to do, as opposed to what I have to do. And that always struck me, how enthusiastic people were about what their role was, and they knew exactly how to tie it to the overall mission and where they fit in.
I would wager an unvalidated statement that we have probably a training and development ethos program investment level that's second to none across the federal government, and probably even within private industry as well. And I think that has an enormous effect on the culture.
It amazes me that that type of investment is made employees that are not only at the executive level. And there's many programs like that. I know several of us also participated in the mid-level leader program. It is also about a year and a half, and the investment is huge. It includes training modules. It includes detail assignments. We're assigned coaches. We're assigned mentors. We are given an opportunity to really take time out and learn more and understand a whole lot more about ourselves. And then in turn, I know for my case, and I know that others have done so as well, is we have come back to our centers and found ways to try and mirror that and give that to other people that we are mentoring and supporting, mentoring them, recommending trainings for people that are in our groups and within our sphere of influence. I really do think that it's a ripple effect, the impact of these types of trainings and activities that have on the larger employee population.
So I was hired by NASA and I got excited and I bought a shirt. And I was surprised by going out into the public how many other people I saw wearing the NASA logo that did not work at NASA. I would ask and say, like, oh, you know, do you work for NASA? And they were like, no, I'm just a fan. It was just sort of like the, you know, just seeing the amount or the American public taking pride in their space agency was really inspiring. And I thought that was really cool because you usually don't see someone who doesn't work for a federal agency wearing a shirt that says, like, FBI, unless it's a Halloween costume or something. And I can't tell you how many countless people I've met wearing a NASA hat or a NASA t-shirt or some logo that's just like, no, I'm just a huge fan of our space agency.
There's a NASA TV app for Apple TV, and you can get all of the streams in high definition and see the astronauts and see the hardware and watch the launches. You can watch SpaceX launches and know that through the commercial resupply contracts, commercial crew program that we helped enable what they're doing, what Boeing's doing, what Orbital ATK is doing, not just all of the robotic hardware that we have that is looking at the Earth, watching the sun, exploring other planets in the solar system, and many of us contributed directly to those, but I think we all have some sense of shared ownership of that. And so getting up from your desk to go look at the hardware or go watch a live feed from the space station is immensely helpful on a day-to-day basis or year over year. It doesn't ever get old.
Our last open house, we had about 15,000 people at the center, and the excitement was electric. Like, literally, people were just walking around with big smiles on their faces, and you couldn't give them enough. Like, they wanted to know every piece of everything that we did. And at the end of that, I remember thinking about how taxing and tiring it was to pull it all together as a team, but you were just on cloud nine because of what you just allowed people to experience. You actually allowed the curtain to come up, as someone said, and they got a close view of what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I think, you know, oftentimes in other jobs, you get tired of the day-to-day and you just kind of go with the flow. But at NASA, there's so much excitement and so much passion for what we do and why we're doing it that you ride that wave every day.
I think one of the things you've heard in all of our voices is how proud we are to work here and how it's exciting for us to talk to the public about what we do and how it benefits them. I think a lot of our technology is transferred to industry and people don't even realize that it was developed and tested at NASA. And that's kind of a cool thing to be part of because you know you're bettering the world as a result. Exploring and creating new things.
I would like to extend my thanks to those who participated in this segment: Catherine Brown, Jonathan Pelish, Michelle Jones, Delene Cedillo, and Lakeisha Hawkins. You can listen to this again, read the transcript, and see pictures of NASA headquarters by visiting my website, denver-frederick.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.